Hi, my name is Charlotte.
I'm Ashlyn, and this is Les Talk,
where we talk about all things gay.
Hello and welcome back to Les Talk,
your professional lesbian podcast. Please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and a review if you're feeling like, I don't know, saucy maybe.
And please subscribe to us on Spotify.
There we go. How are you doing, Ashlyn O'Keefe?
I'm okay. It's been a while since we've been here.
So last week we had Ash's parents over because Ash is from Ireland, if you haven't guessed.
Shocking.
And so it was really nice to see your mum and dad.
It was really good. It's nice to spend some family time. We got your parents over as well.
Yeah, so my mum and dad travels up to Birmingham to visit Ash and her family, and it was really nice to, I don't know, I think ever since that day I've kind of used social media very differently, because I think when you're surrounded by family and friends, sadly my sister didn't come with us, but still including her, you're reminded of what actually matters.
And especially with us, like, having come from different countries, we don't get a lot of times where we can have all our family together. So on these rare occurrences when we have everyone in the same place having a laugh, it's just really nice.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, I've just, that weekend I didn't use a lot of social media. We didn't post a lot. Or we just weren't sitting down on our phones.
I actually don't think I had a single picture with my parents.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And we was just there in the moment. And it was really nice. And I've been trying to do that more, because I'm thinking it shouldn't just be for special occasions. It should be all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm kind of over Instagram at the moment. I kind of don't like it.
I feel like you're hating it at the moment.
I find it a chore, to be honest. And the only platform that I'm actually enjoying using, obviously, aside from Let's Talk, is Unite. I just find so much positivity there. And I know I have my personal platform and a lot of people reach out to me. And that's a beautiful thing. But I just feel so much pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. Like, I think you go through phases where you're like, oh, I need to do this, I need to be active. But
it
why?
Doesn't. Yeah, and that's the thing. And I'm trying to learn why I fucking care so much about social media. Unite is a beautiful platform, in my opinion, because people attend their stories and it's a place of positivity. I'm not saying my personal Instagram isn't, but I use Unite and my personal Instagram very differently. And I'm trying to understand how I bring a bit of Unite into my personal.
Yeah.
Because I want to share that positivity, but I don't want to do it complex. It's so complex.
I mean, I'm going to say it. I don't want to start missing out on your hot selfies. So you got to keep your Instagram going, please.
Okay. Just for Ashlyn and my hot selfies, which are mediocre at best.
Nah.
So yeah, how have you just been feeling generally?
I've got nothing exciting to report, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We've got a few exciting things coming up next week.
Have we?
Yeah, we're going to London again.
Yes, we are. We can say where we're going to.
Yeah,
it's fine. So
why not?
Next week we're going to the Prince's Trust Awards. Which is basically Prince Charles is like, I don't know,
charity
or like, yeah. And they celebrate people that have done amazing things throughout the year. So we'll be attending that.
That's
We've been
exciting.
Invited for drinks after as well.
Love
and
that.
It's like, oh my god, this is so fantastic. But we're mid stress of what the fuck
we're gonna
do
wear.
We wear.
And because if you haven't noticed, I'm a bit of a casual
dyke
most of the time. And I can't really rock up to fucking Prince Charles in my boots and my ripped jeans, can I?
No. So we're trying to find it. I know it is next Wednesday, and we're currently on Saturday and we have no outfit. So make sure to see if we turn this around, because really
by the time you listen to this, we'll either be like seriously in the middle of a breakdown and not attending the event anymore because we have no outfit.
Yeah.
Or we'll be fine and we'll
be loving
good.
Our lives. So when you're listening to this, just think of us.
Please.
So that's next week. But I kind of want to talk about what I've been up to this week.
So you've been up to a lot.
Yeah. So on Monday, I went to a mental health panel local to me in Wolverhampton. And it was really interesting. There was a woman talking about her experiences growing up and how she was dependent on an alcoholic.
Mm.
And at the age of 14, she had to become the sole carer of her mom and work. So she dropped out of school and stuff. And when you hear stories like that, and now she's the CEO of like an amazing business, She's paid off all the mums there. She's got a mum in like rehab.
Oh.
And when you hear stories of that and you think what you've gone through in life, I just felt in that moment so, so lucky that I have been privileged to have a mum and dad that have been supportive. We are so lucky, yet we take it for granted. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I think hearing things like that, it gives you this whole new perspective. But it's so easy to forget about that and like only think about what you've gone through, which is okay to a degree. Like I always say, although other people a lot of the time have it worse, we shouldn't devalue what we're feeling.
Yeah, no, well. Exactly. Like we all have our unique struggles. Like, but a struggle to us is minute to a struggle like that. Like imagine, I could not fathom being 14 and having to look after my mother.
That's crazy.
And it's that really. So listening to that story really brought me back to earth. And I think this week I kind of had a humbling week in a sense. And on Thursday I went to another event. I have found out
you're so busy.
If you go to events, the amount of free food and goodie bags you get, I say party bags, but whatever. It's amazing. I think I've found a life hack, if I'm being honest. Anyway, so I went to this event and it was about women in leadership and the importance of supporting women, not queer women, just women in general. One of the speakers was one of the 3% of black people in like black women in like laws.
That's
like
sick.
What's the
like in leadership?
No, positions. Like what's that law? Is it just law?
Yeah.
Legal. Like kind of services. Law, yeah. I was thinking, am I saying it right?
Law?
Law, what's that? Yeah, so she was in the 3% of like women in leadership roles in law.
Mm.
And her speech, although I'm white, her speech about how her differences were her superpower almost, I could really resonate because obviously being queer and going into the workplace, you hide it, and then it's not until you learn how to harness that power of like owning who you are, you succeed. And like a lot of her story I resonated to for different reasons, coming from like I guess small minorities.
Yeah.
So I spoke to her and she was the most beautiful soul ever. So yeah, I went to a few events and met some amazing people, spoke to a lot of women in high places, and I sadly didn't meet any queer women in high places, but I am talking to the people that put on these events to hopefully promote that.
I mean, you gotta think, like, you were there, you were a queer woman there.
I'm that queer bitch.
So you were being that representation, and as you said, like, it's nice to make contact like that and hopefully further that representation for you.
Because I don't know many people's, like, careers, not that we get into it, but personally for me, I found it really hard coming out in the workplace. I found it super, super difficult to feel like I'd be taken seriously. I know you probably felt a bit different. Like you don't, the thing is, like, you don't care.
I really, so, like, sometimes I hear you talking about this and I completely, like, understand that you and people go through this. But for me, like, I find it hard to empathize with it in a way because I've never felt like that.
And that's
which I'm lucky for.
Yeah, and it's that thing, like, your sexuality has never got in the way of your abilities.
Yeah.
Whereas mine, I fully didn't want to work. Mm. And I think, you know how I have such a shit attitude to work?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's because if someone would degrade LGBTQ rights in front of my face, I would just not want to work for them.
Yeah.
And at my last job, things were said. So this guy would wear a pink shirt, and he would be like, how fucking dare you assume my gender, like taking the piss of like trans and non-binary. And he was like, oh, like I could identify. And I was just that, he was like in management.
That's disgusting.
And he would be saying this in front of me, fully, at this point I was like fully out.
Mm.
And I remember I handed in my resignation and I was telling everyone what I was going to be doing, and I was like, I'm going to really help my queer platform grow and stuff. And my managing director, so the boss of the whole company, was like, yeah, non-binary rights are really in at the moment, it's really trendy.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I was like, no, sorry, I'm a lesbian, like I'm not talking about non-binary rights because I'm not non-binary. And he was like, yeah, but it's really trendy, if you get on that, I guess you could cash in. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, like I think you're the wrong thing, like I'm not
the stupidity of
like
people.
Firstly, I'm not going to like cash in on a minority.
Yeah.
Secondly, why would I talk up on behalf of a community I don't
yeah
like exist within. Like, I exist in within like the LGBTQ plus, but non-binary rights are for non-binary people talk about, and we'll use our platforms to amplify that. But I was trying to say that, and he's like, yeah, you'll earn good money doing that. And I was like, no, sorry.
No, honey.
I think we're on two separate, like,
that's the thing. Like, some workplaces are like that, and some people in management have these stupid like opinions. But luckily I haven't really come across that. Like, anytime I start somewhere new, I'm always very open from the start. So I
What is that?
That is a scratch from Pippin.
No, she hasn't scratched me. It looks like a rash.
Don't start this again.
Oh my god. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
I forgot what I was saying.
Anyway, right, let's just jump into this week. Sorry, I just looked at my hand. And there's just like a massive lion.
Pippin was attacking me this morning.
She was not attacking me.
When you carried her out.
Pippin's the cat. And let's get into this week's episode. So, topic of discussion with me and Ashlyn this week has been sexuality.
What's new?
Yeah, literally, fucking hell. And we really wanted to discuss basically how our sexuality from the time that when we first met each other to now has gone through a roller coaster of emotions, and journeys.
Even before we met each other, like that process in your teens of figuring out what the hell we are.
Yeah, and just like sleeping around with like loads of different people to try figure it out.
Okay, that's aimed at me.
Oh, sorry, that's so awkward. Yeah. So yeah, for me personally, I have been very open in the fact that I hated to be gay.
Yes.
How did that make you feel, knowing that I hated so much about being gay whilst being with you? Because I don't want to be blunt about it, but the fact that I was with you, I kind of resented it somewhat because I was in a gay relationship. So tell me how you felt.
I mean, looking back on it now, like in the moment, I think you hid it very well. And
Thank you.
Because we were still that quite close off to your emotions.
Yes.
It's only recently you've become more open up to me even about general emotions.
Yeah.
So when we were together like the first 2 years, obviously I knew that you still weren't fully out and everything, but you did kind of hide it from me that you had this resentment. And it didn't really click with me really, probably until we actually broke up. It was weird. Like, I knew we loved each other and you still loved me, but you just couldn't have it in front of the world. Like, I remember I posted a picture and you freaked out.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand, and I should have been more...
No, but that's probably part of my problem, because I did hide it. And it was that thing, like, for me, I would literally, when me and Ashlyn, because we'd long distance, we'd see each other and then we'd go away. And that going away part... The travel home, I would remember just being so confused, like, what the fuck is going on? And just, like, feeling a bit, like, guilty. Like, it was horrible because I hated it, and then I felt guilty for hating us.
Yeah.
And it was this thing, like, what do I hate? Do I hate being gay, or do I hate my relationship?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the two collided, and it was establishing that. And I think when it got to the breakup, it was me just, like, I can't... mentally cope anymore. Like, I really don't know what.
Well, I also think that we needed that, because I think that kind of boosted you and gave you that push you needed to finally sort out what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And I think it did. I think we went through that, but it came out stronger.
No, yeah, but I think that's really hard for you, but like you said, like, I hid it really well, and that's my bad for not being emotionally available.
I mean, you have to understand as well, like, this was also both of our first serious relationship,
and we were 18.
We were still really young, so none of us can be expected to deal with that perfectly in the first sense. But yeah, it was hard on both of us in very different ways.
Yeah,
but again,
I think for you, because you wanted to be so visible and like looking at like your point of view, you had had all these shit relationships or like moments, and you had finally found something that like was genuine, and you were like, oh my god, I just want
to I remember just wanting to show you off all the time. I just wanted to post,
and now she's
everywhere.
Like, can you stop talking?
And now I'm like, get off my fucking Instagram.
But that's the thing, like, for you were like, we were just two polar opposites,
and we still are to a degree,
but like, I'm very open with it. Like, I remember the first ever kissing picture we post online.
Oh, and God. I had been begging to do that for ages.
I had a full-on meltdown. I like made Ash archive it for a bit, and then I was like, okay, yeah, you can put it back up.
Was that the one we took in Tenerife? Or no, Benidorm, I think.
Where? I have no fucking idea.
It was a holiday pic anyway.
But it was one of the, like, Ash posted it, and then I was like, no, I'm really not okay with it. Can you take it down?
I was so annoyed.
And the picture probably got reloaded like 6 times.
Yeah.
Because I would be like, yeah, I'm finally ready. No, I'm not. Like, but that's the thing. Like,
yeah, you have to go back and forward and play with it.
And now it's like, fucking snog me in front of the camera. Let's get it up. Let's get it uploaded. But it was really hard. And I spoke a bit about it on Unite. But I just wanted to establish, like, I have really good friends around me, more so to this day. The people that I have in my life, I'm very thankful for. Previous to that, I was in a group of friends, and I've got to the point where it's like I don't care anymore.
Yeah, and you shouldn't.
And things were said to me that I really subconsciously listened to, because I thought these people knew me better than I knew myself. Do you know what I mean? And once I realised they were saying these things to keep me there instead of letting me grow, I hadn't spoke to them since.
Yeah.
And it's no bad tension. If I see them, I'm like civil, but I could never be friends with them, because I just think either you knew what you was doing, like you was manipulating me to stay in this group so you could have your little fantasy. They would try playing me and Ash against each other sometimes.
But like looking back on it now, it was just crazy, like what we actually just accepted.
Yeah.
But so that's when you're in that kind of scenario when they're the people you've been grown up with, like you want to look, you want to pretend like it's okay because you don't want this tension.
I remember like you saying to me, and I'd be like, no, like it's fine. And then I just think I had an awakening, and I was just like, what? Why have I done that to myself? And that's a lot of things when it comes to terms with like your sexuality. It's the people that you've got you around, and the friends that I've got now, and like people that we like socialize with are all queer.
Yeah, they're all on the same wavelength. And it's
I don't think it's the fact that they're queer. I just think it's the fact that they're open.
Yeah, we don't have to have all our friends be gay or whatever.
It's just a bonus. Like,
we don't mind having straight friends. Obviously, we have straight friends, but it's just the type of people that I think you've grown up with in this little village, and you're just very different people, and you've grown apart. And well, I think you've grown. They haven't grown anywhere, to be honest. So they're just stuck in this little bubble.
Yeah.
And that's okay to grow apart from people.
And I think that's the big thing, like growing up and understanding our sexuality. We feel guilty, and I felt guilty for being gay and putting them through it. Like putting them through being different. And it's that thing, like, you're not the problem, it's everyone else's. And I know you can go through life, like, you can literally punch someone in the face and be like, it's your fucking problem, not mine. And I don't mean it like that. I mean, you're not the problem in so many aspects of your life. If someone hates you or has a problem with your sexuality, tell them to fucking get a rain check and fuck them off.
It's crazy to think that
people still exist in our age.
I know.
Have those emotions.
Yeah.
Just fuck off. Back to the 60s.
It is.
What was a good time? What's the music I like?
80s, 90s.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Don't fuck off there because you'll ruin it for me.
What, you going back there?
Yeah, I go back regular. I don't think I like 90s.
That's a major rave scene.
I'm not a raver.
I'd go back there.
So, Ashin O'Keefe.
Yes, Charlotte.
I want to ask you a few questions.
Oh, I always get scared when this happens.
Okay. Because, I don't know, we've talked about it before. I just wasn't, I don't know what's the right word. Poor?
My eyes are watering right now.
No, so when it comes to like exploring who we are, let's be real, we sometimes have a moment of where we just go round. The merry-go-round. What are you staring at?
Well, do you want to talk about the elephant in the room here? That we're recording and you're topless.
Look, I'm just... Right, okay, wow.
Okay, so you're asking what I'm staring at. You can probably guess.
Okay, so look, I have just tanned. I'm a bit tacky. And this isn't going on YouTube. So I thought, great. The only trouble is, I don't know if my webcam's on. Imagine. That would be so funny. So yeah, I'm just topless. And just let me live. Let my titties be free.
I'm not complaining.
You're just staring.
I'll look at your face.
I'm not a piece of meat.
How many times?
That's worrying. I have to keep saying to you, Ashlyn, I'm not a piece of meat. Anyway, sorry about that.
Sidetracked.
So, Ashlyn, back to the questions.
Yeah.
How many times did you explore your sexuality?
Okay, and I think exploring your sexuality is something that can be defined by a number of times, okay?
It's number of people that explored it with.
Not what you asked. To me, it was more of a journey.
Oh my god, yeah, a journey with like 17,000 people alongside you.
Right, you were really exaggerating this.
No.
Amount of people that you've been with is completely aside the point.
I'm not. Let me just be clear. I'm not slut shaming Ashlyn.
She's trying to wind me up.
Like, obviously, I'm not happy that Ashlyn had been with people before me because that's just like literally. How dare she be with people when I was right here? But no, like, I literally just wind Ash up because they are all shit people.
Oh wow.
Anyway, carry on.
Most of them, yeah. But no, I think from the age of like, let's say 15.
Oh, so we started young.
I didn't start going with people at 15. Okay. This is when it all started ticking in my brain.
About what's going on. I want you to tell me how you explored your sexuality.
I put myself out there and I wanted to have experiences with people.
How did you put yourself out there?
To start with...
Did you put yourself in the local newspaper?
Ad.
Looking young gal looking for experience.
No, I think I started off
you
with like,
a different kind of response these days.
So after my newspaper advertisement, no joking. I think for me, like a lot of people in school, you just start like kind of getting with people. And for me, that was like an awakening when I started seeing boys. Like, oh, I'm not feeling this.
Okay.
So then I just started doing the same with girls.
Like seeing boys, you would like start dating boys.
Well, dating kind of, yeah.
Just flinging.
Flinging.
See, okay, it's so alien to me that I don't know. I just find it gross. Not like I'm not
known
for you or anyone else, but I literally find it flings like gross because I think I would get attached.
Yeah,
and then like,
I did a lot of the time.
Oh,
mostly to the girls, not the boys.
Did they break your heart?
No,
they probably did.
Only one.
Oh god. See, like, I think many of us have probably explored our sexuality. And that's fine. That's fine if you want to sleep around. No. Honestly, like, I sometimes wish I did. I sometimes wish I slept around and really explored it. But I done things with people and it just felt so like forced.
Mm.
And I was just like trying to be in the moment, and I just was somewhere else thinking about what's for tea.
Thinking about like, me. Yeah, where is this Irish girl I want to meet? I know you didn't know me then, but
I didn't know I'd fall in love with an Irish person, if I'm honest.
Probably sounds like Ed Sheeran song.
What's that? An Irish girl. Go away. Okay, so we have just had a thought. We want to be Dora Explorer going through sexuality. And I think we do it best, fuck, I keep hitting my head off the microphone. We do it best when we break down sexuality and, like, we give ourselves steps. And we're going to go along the steps with you. Oh my God, 5, 6, 7, 8. My boots doing crazy, driving me crazy. My obsession from the West End, dance all day. Okay, I'll stop. So we are going to explore through sexuality and... Although most likely many of you have understood your sexuality and you're either big fat lesbian, big fat bi, big fat pan, or anything else.
Either way, a big fat something.
You're a big fat something, let's be real. And we are going to break it down and hopefully help you just like feel a bit more comfortable in your sexuality.
Yes.
Or just like be like, yeah, I'm this and that's me and I'm happy in me.
What used to happen at the end of the Dora Explorer episodes? How did she come to her
end of journey? She used to beat the shit out of the fox.
What was his name? Swiper, no swiping. That was his name, Swiper.
Ashton. I'm literally just using Dora as like a metaphor. I really Sorry. Don't give a fuck about her. No offense. I know you're passionate about Dora, but I really am okay. not into her.
Okay. I'm not into her either. Jesus Christ.
She's a child.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm not. I was just saying I'm not into her.
The program.
Yeah, know. Sure.
Okay, good.
Okay. So Dora is starting her little journey on understanding if she's a lesbo or not. And so where she starts with...
What do you start when you understand your sexuality? I have not...
Well, they don't understand it at this time. Okay, yes, that's the first step.
Where
not knowing.
Yeah, and what makes you think... What makes you question it? What's the first thing that makes you question, what the fuck does this mean?
Girls.
Seen something on TV, like a hot scene.
Yeah.
Like Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman in Black Swan. Just for an example.
Just for an example off the top of my head. Okay, sure, yeah, okay. So you've watched that scene. What did that do to you?
I can't say.
No, say. It's fine.
Inappropriate.
Did you get a bit... Oh, okay. Oh, okay, this is getting a bit hot in here.
It was just what Mila Kunis was wearing.
What was she wearing? I've never watched it, so what was she wearing?
Also, let's just mention, before this scene even happened, she was always my biggest celebrity crush.
Yeah, so Ash...
So like, when that happened...
Okay, so what was Mila Kunis wearing?
She was wearing, like, the little suspender things and, tie highs and a little black, tank top. Let's move on.
Okay, so you've watched that scene in Black Swan. Now you're a bit, moist under the covers.
Oh, my God, you can't say that.
I've just said that.
Oh, my God.
And now you're like, shit, why did that just happen? What's the next step?
What is the next step?
What did you do?
Obsessed over Mila Kunis for months.
Okay, so put her as your screen cover.
And then get more realistic and think, right, I'm not going to have Mila Kunis. Something's going on here.
Wow.
So then you start trying to project this...
Mila Kunis
intrigue.
On people.
No, not that. Start to project these feelings.
Projectile vomit.
Curiosity. Will you shut up? Curiosity into more realistic scenarios.
Okay.
So start talking to girls.
To girls,
And start going out and getting girls on town, and that's it.
Okay, so...
Simple as.
So you would go out physically. So
physically on a night out.
Yeah, Dora's found out she fancies Mila Kunis.
Dora's
so
got her fake ID ready to hit the town.
Dora's found her fake ID from... She's ordered it offline. She's stuck a little picture in.
Yeah.
She's up going uptown. She's got little heels on. She's feeling cute. Like, yes, let's get it.
Yeah.
Swapsy. And so Swapsy and Dora are on
the... Swapsy?
The one that you said.
Swiper.
Oh, whatever. And so Swiper and Dora...
They're enemies.
They're friends now.
Okay.
And they're hitting the clubs.
Yeah.
How would you spot a girl you wanted to speak to?
Well, in my cases, most of the girls that I had experiences with, I already knew them. I don't recommend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because when you have a girlfriend and then they have to go over to Ireland and meet all your friends, it's just really awkward to be around people that you've just... I don't know if it's just me.
It's just you.
Okay. Okay, so Dora and Swipesy have found one of your friends.
Yeah.
You're actually Dora.
Okay, I'm Dora.
Yeah, I can't be Swipesy.
Not a close friend, maybe like a friend of a friend, just someone you know of
town,
but you're not actually friends with them.
You're doing your moves. I couldn't imagine you dancing on over to a girl.
I wasn't dancing on over. Actually, I was approached a few times.
Oh.
To a friend of a friend. Someone thought I was hot. I was like, oh, I'm gay. What are they? Oh, she's bi. And then you move right in. Done.
I don't like how you describe that, no offense.
That's how
it
happened.
God, the other day I was in the club. I don't know what you weren't there.
I was there.
No, you weren't there. It was when I was with Imogen and Abby.
All right, months ago then, not the other day.
Yeah, but the other day to me. And we was all in gay. I was just having a great time. I don't know, to be honest, at one point I don't know what I had gotten quite drunk. I was still okay. Fucking hell, you're looking at me like I'm 23.
Waiting for the story.
Sorry, Mom. So yeah, them two are just like dancing away. I'm also throwing some shapes. Just picture it, like all of us dancing. Yeah. And I could see this boy and girl looking at me, and I was like, for fuck's sake, just leave me alone. I think it was my moves.
Definitely was
and,
your moves.
And the guy comes over to me and he was like, oh, like, my friend thinks you're really cute. And I was like, I have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's the story, actually. That was it.
I think I already knew that, so that was boring as fuck.
Yeah, it was. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you were saying, like, your friends, like, if I was single, that's how it would happen.
Yeah, definitely.
But she just wasn't my type. No offense.
What did she look like?
You.
That's funny.
What?
I am your type. Obviously.
Yeah, and I said not you.
So you said like you.
I said not you.
Oh, that's fine then. Thank you.
Fucking hell, you're literally like raging. anyway, so Dora's... What's Dora doing right now?
So Dora has approached someone.
Or been approached.
Or been approached through a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Someone in the town.
Yeah, sick.
She gets the lowdown that they're both interested in.
Should we do the lowdown now? That you be Dora, I'll be...
Okay, you be the friend of a friend or a girl.
Okay.
Come on then.
No, you're approaching me. I don't.
No, because I was approached.
I don't want to approach you.
Okay, so, okay. Are you coming back to the after party at such and such's house?
I don't know.
Go and ask him for a cigarette.
Why are you being so... If you were doing that to me, I thought you'd want to fight me. Go ask them for a fucking cigarette. Why would you say that? Did you actually say that to someone?
No, this is like if you are Dora.
You're Dora then... though, I'm not Dora.
Okay, do you have a cigarette?
I am so confused and everyone listening to this will be so confused. You were meant to be chatting up me to make me want to sleep with you. And you're shouting at me, telling me to get cigarettes. I am gone. I am literally gone. I don't want anything to do with you.
You've brought too many characters into this.
I literally brought Dora. Right, let's fucking move on. This episode has been a mess. There's been no point to it. We have literally just gone around in circles with Dora the Explorer. But I've enjoyed it.
I've had fun. Swiper, have you had fun?
Yeah, I've had great fun, Charlotte.
Ashley? Okay. What does it feel like we've been drinking?
I know. I know.
Your teeth look white.
Oh my god, okay, thank you. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, okay. That's. Oh my god.
Oh my god, babe. Don't cry.
I am really conscious about my teeth. They're kind of not super yellow. You know on TikTok, right? They did this thing where if you put a filter on, you can see how yellow your teeth are.
Mm.
I did it, mine just blew. And I was like, fuck, my teeth are really yellow. Like, it's a big, big conscious, like, thing of mine.
They're not, though.
I don't know why they're so yellow. I think it's because I drink shit to my coffee. They're not, like, super yellow.
If you're comparing to people with fucking dentures and shit, yeah, obviously, but they look like Barbie dolls, so...
Okay, anyway. So I've been using this polishing toothpaste. It's Wheat Treatment, and it was £3, so probably,
bargain.
Like, ruining my teeth, but fuck it. And every morning, every night, you have to brush your teeth. If you don't, you're gross. But with this polishing thing, and I've done it for a day and a half now.
Oh, wow.
And they look good.
Pearly white.
I want to start drinking coffee through a straw, though, so it doesn't hit my teeth.
You should get a metal straw, then.
But I heard a story of a straw going in someone's eye and killing them. Like a metal one, because they fell on it. Dead.
If you're sitting at your desk, please tell me what the hell you'd be doing to fall on a cup of coffee and impale yourself, Ashlyn, with a straw.
Ashlyn, you're asking me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how active I can get.
Too active.
I was just dancing right now outside.
You're with so my crazy dog. And random.
Oh my god, stop it. I am crazy and random. It's just who I am.
Yeah.
It's who I am. So this episode probably hasn't helped you in any way possible. It was meant to help you understand sexuality, internalized homophobia, really make you feel good about yourself, being gay, and just positive intentions.
I think the only thing people will take from this is nostalgic memories of Dora the Explorer.
Yeah,
that's now ruined.
That's fine if that's all you take away from it. The most important thing, lads, is we basically just fucking enjoy ourselves as queer women.
This is really just a snippet into our lives, so we could be having this conversation anyway, and you just get the pleasure of listening to us.
Yeah, you just get the pleasure of, like, being
a fly on the wall.
Yes, that's it. But no, we really want you to just celebrate being queer and loving yourself. Now, before we fuck off, we have received a question.
Yeah.
And a story.
DM. Yeah, a DM. It could be a story.
So, a question and a story. Have you got them to hand, please? Because I want to read them out.
Yes. Well, I know the question.
Okay. Hang on. Question time.
Question time. So, someone has asked us on email.
Email.
How did we know we were the one for each other? You go first. How did you know I was the one? That's not funny.
No, I'm trying to think. Because I don't think it was that, like, instant thing, like, you're the one. I think it's, for me, it's been a gradual thing. Like, I couldn't imagine my life without you.
Hmm.
And I don't like the concept of the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at, like, I just think there's a lot of pressure to put yourself, like, oh my God, this is the person that one is. Like, I feel that with you. But I would never be like, oh my God, you're the one. No, but you are the one. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what the fuck you're trying to say, to be honest. Keep going.
No, why are you getting so angry? What I'm saying is, I think there's a lot of pressure of us to feel like we have to find the one. And although I would love to spend the rest of my life with you, you never know what's around the corner.
What, you breaking up with me again?
Yeah, this is me breaking up with you. No, you are the one person for me, but I'm not. I'm saying, like, I didn't instantly feel that. It was over, like, a few years. I'm like, oh my God, she's the person. She's, like, my soulmate.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like you can find the one. It's not like you've literally. There was things that we connected with straight away, and our personalities and who we are as people just connected.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise you were the one. Let's That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
what made you know that you wanted to pursue and carry things on? Obviously, being long distance. What made you want to meet me in person?
Because you made me feel safe.
Aww.
And I hadn't felt safe before.
Even from across the
street. Yeah, and I felt like you didn't care about anything. You were the first person to actually truly listen to how I felt or what was going through my head. And that meant a lot to me, because before, no one would really spend the time to, even my friends, they wouldn't really care of what was going on. And I hadn't ever really had someone to speak to like I had someone to speak to like you.
Here I am.
So I think that was a really major thing, that someone was there to listen to me. And then obviously, even though it was from miles away, I still felt like you were more important than many of friends that I had.
That's cute.
Literally 5 minutes away. And that just showed how good my friends were.
Uh-huh.
So, what about you?
Well, God, I can't be as deep as that. I just really fancied you, and we...
So, I was really just a piece of meat to you.
I'm not finished.
Sorry.
Obviously, I had an initial attraction to you.
Yes.
And I
even with my snapback on.
Even with the snapback.
Thank you.
And I think I got quite attached to you emotionally very quickly as well.
Oh, fuck yeah, you did.
I did, because I was also in a pretty rough stage of my journey through life.
Yeah.
So I think I latched on to you the way I tend to in general.
was really hard to go through, you latching on so quickly and me being so, like, emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
How do you have someone that, like, doesn't want to show any emotions, have this, like, emotional person literally crying when you don't text them back?
I wasn't that bad.
No, but, like, yeah, let's just, like, say for the fuck.
Yeah.
You were.
Safe for the fuck.
Safe for the fuck. And I just think it was really hard to establish. And that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't that instant thing. Like, oh my God, you're the one. Like, I had so many great memories and, like, times with you. And over time, for me, I think it's because I have to get to know people. Yeah. And I have to really trust people, even though it's took, like, literally 5 years to get here.
I think we had in a short period of time, quite an intense relationship.
Yeah.
Even while...
I think a bit too intense for me.
Even before we actually met in person, our relationship escalated quite a bit and was very intense.
Like, within the first couple of days, like, we had done things that...
would never think you would ever do.
Yeah, with people that you had just met.
Yeah.
And...
It was so... It feels surreal to think that that even happened.
Yeah.
Like, when I think back about that, I remember my room was being done up, so I was living in my guest room.
Yeah.
And every time I walk into that room, I just have these flashbacks of, like, this intense talking stage with someone, and
that you, it was literally strange.
I really miss it sometimes. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. It was too much for me. Like, I don't want to have to deal with those emotions. It's like
nostalgic kind of thing.
Yeah, but I don't really like emotions, and I felt a lot then. And it's just like, I'd rather just not
be at this chill stage now.
Yeah, you know? I can just like fucking chill out and not do shit. And that suits me best. Right, what's the story? Okay, so we found our little story and we are going to read it out. So this is just from a listener. They've sent it in and this is something they would like to share with everyone. So they have shared. You're probably best to read this out because...
Okay. So here's a story for the podcast.
Thank you.
So this person was at school one day in the locker
room. Read it out.
Okay, word for word.
Yeah.
I was at school one day and was in the locker room changing, as you do. And one of the girls in there was like, hey, why do you have so much rainbow? And one of the other girls is like, oh, you didn't know Addie is a lesbian. The first girl looked at them and used her jacket to cover her chest and went, stop looking at me. That is disgusting. You should have to be in the boys' locker room. But then I learned that she was raised homophobic, but I didn't forgive her and got my gym class changed to a different time.
That's good. That's good that you actually got away from that bitch.
Well, yeah, it reminds me of the story that you had before.
Yeah, so I've gone through a personal experience with that, but I hadn't had it to the extent where they're literally saying it to me. It's behind my back. But like that feeling of thinking people automatically now see you differently because of something you have no control over is really shit. And my heart goes out. I've had a few messages recently about people experiencing scenarios like that, and it's heartbreaking to think that people that are acquaintances or friends or just people you know of now see you so differently because you're gay, and it's horrible, and my heart goes out to that person. But I'm so glad that they got their gym class changed, and that's really good because sometimes that wouldn't happen. Yeah. You'd have to always go into that locker room and always have like these bitchy girls.
But also, what the hell sense does that make to make a lesbian get changed in a boys' locker room?
Yeah, because all the boys still are going to look at that. It's this thing that girls are taught to, well, not taught, but girls automatically rip other girls down.
Mm.
And we are quite competitive, and sometimes, like, I don't know, I really don't know, but it's horrible that another human being, like another girl who almost knows your struggles as a woman, now thinks you automatically fancy them. And some straight girls get so offended when you don't fancy them.
I know, what is with that?
Because they just, it's literally straight people. Anyway, so we are going to fuck off now and leave you to your day. Next week we have a really special guest. They are called Spencer. Let me just find them on Twitter so you can follow them, so you can just get a feel for who's coming on the podcast next week. But Spencer identifies as non-binary.
I just know I can't pronounce their surname.
Wait, what's their surname?
I can't pronounce it.
We're going to have to get them to say what their surname is. I'm literally just writing Spencer into Google. Spencer, why isn't your name coming up in Google? But it's something that's really important for me personally to get people on who don't identify just as lesbian.
And the horizon from what we are.
Yes. Yeah, so Spencer's Twitter handle is at Spencer, so SPENCERR capital F E. Oh my god, you know what? I'll just put a tweet out.
Such a dumbass.
I'll literally just put a tweet out.
I think it's Spencer Freitas.
Okay. Spencer Fries, yes. But Spencer will be coming on talking about an array of topics to do with being non-binary.
Yeah.
Important note, their pronouns are they, them. So if you go over to their social media, please make sure that you're respectful.
We will come and beat your ass.
Yeah, we'll come. You'll have two fucking angry lesbians saying, how fucking dare you? But they'll be coming on the podcast next week, and we're really excited to introduce them on to everyone.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, please make sure to come back next week and have a listen. And until then, be safe, be queer, and just
be you.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Okay. Go out and do that fuck as well. It up. Go fuck that shit
fuck
up.
Bitches get money.
Money, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you thought the episode was finished. You're stupid.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. Hello, I'm right.
I think that's a bit aggressive.
No. Basically, every episode that we record, we have so many outtakes and some of them are so fun. So when I'm editing them out, I feel really sad that we have to like get rid of them. So instead, we've made a bloopers reel. Bloopers. Oh, that is not becoming a thing. So if you want to listen to me and Ashlyn just be absolute idiots for like another minute or two.
You are in luck.
You are in luck and you're welcome. And this is actually goodbye from us. So enjoy.
Say enjoy.
Enjoy. I'm like one of those dogs, you know, when they see that.
What dog barks like that?
What am I exploring? Am I Dora?
Dora the Explorer. I used to love that show.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you? Teenager.
No. I didn't have the channel when I was a teenager.
Mm. I know. Did you never watch Hannah Montana?
Yeah, I did. Disney Channel. Nah. Mm. I didn't actually, surprisingly.
But it's Miley Cyrus.
I still don't even fancy Miley Cyrus now, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
God.
We need to do our little...
What is it?
We haven't made that. You remember we said we were going to do that?
No, we did it on one of them.
No, we never.
Oh, right, okay.
We never made the intro.
We didn't know.
Yeah, just say question time.
Question time! With Charlotte and Ashlyn.
Yeah, we'll record it separately. Okay. This is just us.
Okay, sorry.
And question time!
Okay, you've done that 20 times.
Okay. Now.